AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a new push to kick New York Republican George Santos out of the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
House Ethics Committee Chair Michael Guest says he's filed a resolution to force a vote on expelling Santos. That's a day after the panel's withering report detailing evidence Santos converted campaign donations for his own personal use. Expulsion from the House requires a high bar, a two-thirds vote, and it's only happened five times ever. Santos easily survived an expulsion vote earlier this month, with lawmakers on both sides stressing the need for due process, noting Santos is already facing federal charges. The panel's report, though, gives new momentum for ousting Santos, who has said he will not resign, but will also not seek re-election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the APEC summit in San Francisco, President Biden met with the president of Mexico, Andres Manuel López Obrador.
And all the things that are of consequence to us, I couldn't have a better partner than you. Thank you.
The two pledged to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. and to manage the growing number of migrants traveling north to the border between the two countries. Today in South Carolina, Alex Murdaugh pleaded guilty to financial crimes in state court, adding to the prison time facing the longtime lawyer who was convicted of killing his wife and son. A federal judge ruled North Dakota's 2021 legislative redistricting plan violates the rights of two Native American tribes because it dilutes their voting strength. A State Department official says Israel has agreed to allow fuel into Gaza every 48 hours through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. It's reserved for use by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The UN has been forced to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza and warned of the growing possibility of widespread starvation. This is AP News. A powerful undersea earthquake shook the southern Philippines.
People hide under tables in a restaurant area in a mall as the quake shakes General Santos City. They shout and scream in alarm as ceiling panels shake and flex, with some of the panels falling down. However, there are no immediate reports of serious damage or injuries, and no tsunami warning in effect so far. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured magnitude 6.7 and was located 16 miles from Burias at the southern tip of the Philippines. The Philippines experiences regular quakes and volcanic eruptions due to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, an arc of seismic faults around the ocean. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Office of Civil Defense says it's investigating a report of one death. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.